Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori v'Imi Morasi Sheyichyu. The Mishnah says in the Seches Makkos and Afir Aleph Amit Beis that if Mishenigmar Dino Meis Kohen Gadol, Hareza Eino Gola. If after the Gemar Din the Kohen Gadol dies of the Rotzeach Bishogeg, and he hasn't yet gone to Galus, the din is that he's pater from Galus. So the Gemara discusses this. The Gemara says, "My taima, what's the reason for this din?" Am Rabaye, it's a kal v'chomer. Uma mishigala kvar yatsa achshav. Somebody already went to Galus. Now he goes out. Misha lo Galus, somebody who hasn't yet gone to Galus. Eino din shiogla, certainly shouldn't go into Galus in the first place. If he ran into Galus, he gets out. Certainly, if he hasn't yet gone, he doesn't go in the first place. So the Gemara says, no, maybe this kal v'chomer is not a good kal v'chomer. V'dilma haidu gola ikaper le haidu le gola le lo. Maybe this guy already went to Galus, had a kapara, and this guy who didn't go to Galus didn't have a kapara, so maybe Hitaka should go to Galus if he dies after the Mises Kohen, if he, the Kohen Gadol dies after his Gemara Din. So the Gemara says, no. Midi Galus ka mechapra. Is Galus what, that which is mechaper? Misas Kohen hu de mechapra. It is the Misa of the Kohen that is mechaper. It's not the Galus that's mechaper. It's the Misa of the Kohen that's mechaper. And therefore, it's no better if he already went to Galus than if he hadn't yet gone to Galus. So Adarabba, the guy who hasn't yet gone to Galus is even better. If you're already stuck there, you can get out. Certainly, if you're not there in the first place, you don't have to go. Ad kan midivrei hasugya. Tosfos is tameya. When the Gemara says midi galus kamachapra, Tosfos tameya nachinami. What do you mean? It's galus machaper. Yeah, it is. This is the beginning of our Masechta. Hem shelo asu ma'ase liglu ki hechi tetehave behu kapara. That the purpose of Galus, the Gemara says clearly on Daf Beis Amud Beis, is kapara. So how can Tosfos here? So how can the Gemara here say that Galus is mechaper? We see on Daf Beis that Galus is mechaper. Says there, to see the Gemara in context, we're talking about giving the Eidim Zomim in Galus, whether or not we give Eidim Zomim in Galus. So Rabbi Yochanan says, tell you why we shouldn't give him Galus, because we have a Kavachomer. Umar shall us a Maisa b'mezit eno gola. If the Horeg Nefesh who did a Maisa Averu b'mezit doesn't go to Galus, because it's only b'shogig not b'mezit, hein shall us a Maisa. They didn't do a ma'isa b'mezid and odin shelo yiglu, they certainly shouldn't go to Galus because they didn't do a ma'isa, they just had a dibur. So Mar says no, he had no senes. This, the reason you want to pater them surely be mechayiv them, because who shasa ma'isa b'mezid lo ligli, he the horig nefesh who did a ma'isa avera, so b'mezid he's not going to go to Galus in order that he shouldn't have a kapara. But the Eidim Zomim in Shelo Asu Maisa, they didn't do a Maisa with their Aver, they just did a Dibur. Then V'mezid Nami Liglu, V'mezid they should go to Galus in order that they should have a Kapara. When you did a Maisa, you don't deserve a Kapara for a V'mezid, but they didn't do a Maisa, so they deserve a Kapara. Al Kopanim, we see from this Sugya that there is a kapara in Galus. So how could the Gemara here say there's no kapara? And says Tosfos that even though Galus is mechaper, there is a kapara in Galus, but the misa of the Kohen Gadol patters from Golas. So Golas is Mechaber, but it's the Mitzvah that patters you from Golas. And when the Kohen Gadol dies, even if the person hasn't gone yet to Golas, so the Mitzvah of the Kohen Gadol should patter from Golas. Ad kan mi divrei Tosfos. So we have to understand Tosfos. If Golas is Mechaper, like Tosfos says, that Golas is of course Mechaper. We see earlier in the Gemara Golas is Mechaper. Just there's no Gemara Kapara, the Gemara is with the Mrs. Kohen Gadol. So how then does Abaye learn that somebody who hasn't yet gone to Golas should be Pater from Golas by Mrs. Kohen Gadol? Maybe you need both stages. Maybe you need the Golas and the Mrs. Kohen Gadol. Mrs. Kohen Gadol is not enough. It's clear that you need the that Golas is Mechaper. And the Mrs. Kohen Gadol lets you out of Golas. Maybe Mrs. Kohen Gadol only lets you out of Golas if you want the Golas in the first place. So how can Abaye say that Mishalo Gola ain't Odin Shalo Yigla? Somebody didn't yet go to Golas. Of course he shouldn't go in the first place when the Kohen Gadol dies. No, maybe he needs the Kapar of the Golas. So it would appear from this, says the Gvoras Yitzchak, we're basing ourselves on, that Tosfos holds that the Chiyuv of Golas is not Mitam Kapara, that the Chiyuv is Be'etzim and Onesh, like Misa or Malkus, just Memela, he's Miskaper when he gets his Onesh. And Tosfos holds that Be'etzim HaOnesh Golas Habe L'chol Yimei Chayuv, that Onesh Golas is for his whole life. There's just a din Bifnei Atzmo that the Mrs. Kohen Gadol patters him from this Onesh. And since the Mrs. Kohen Gadol patters from Onesh, even when he went to Galus, so it certainly patters him from Onesh Galus when he hasn't yet gone to Galus. So now we're suggesting that according to Tosfos, Mrs. Kohen Gadol patters me Onesh. That Galus is an Onesh. Why is it an Onesh? It's an Onesh because it's an Onesh to go to Golas. Just after he gets this Onesh, now he gets a Kapara. And really he should stay there his whole life, but the Mrs. Kohen Gadol patters him from this Onesh. So since Be'etzim it's an Onesh, this Golas, and Mrs. Kohen Gadol patters from this Onesh, so if somebody hasn't yet gone, so he's also going to be patter from this Onesh. He's also going to be absolved from this Onesh when he hasn't yet gone to Golas. But we have to understand, the Gemara says, Nigmar Dino Vemes, Abaye holds that if a person is Gemar Din and he dies, they take his bones to the Ur Miklat. Now after Misa, Onesh isn't Shaykh. From the fact that he goes to Golas after Misa, it must be that the Chi of Golas is not an Onesh. Rather it's Mitam Kapara. So we wanted to say that Be'etzim it's an Onesh, and Al Yidei the Onesh is Miskaper, was a Lanachon. Because you see that even a dead guy gets it. So it must be it's Midin Kapara. And it also appears this way from the Ritva, the Beis Amid Aleph. He wants to say, Shigola al pi atzmo. Why? Because Golas is a kapara and it's not an onish. And maybe there's a tzad to say that Gola al pi atzmo. And therefore, even the Achar Misa, Tzarech Kapar Begola. So we're questioning our premise that it's an Onish. No, it's really a Kapar. And maybe you need the Kapara in order to get out. And this person who hasn't yet gone there didn't get his Kapara. The Aruch Lener explained Tosfos that there are two types of kapara. There's a kapara that holds off the Yisurim, And there's a kapara gemura. Galus is machaper, a kapara of holding off the isurim. Until the Kohen Gadol dies, then he gets a complete kapara. And if the Kohen Gadol dies and he gets a complete kapara, then he doesn't need the kaparas tliya of galus. I ain't shaman the Aruch Lener. So the Aruch Lener wants to say that there's no need for the guy who to go to galus if he hasn't yet gone, because the Mrs. Kohen Gadol is a kapara gemura. Galus is tliya mina yisurim. And the Mises Kohen Gadol the Kapara Gemura. So in the meantime, is the Yisurim are going to be held off, and then when the Kohen Gadol dies, then he gets a Kapara Gemura. But if the Kohen Gadol died before he goes to Galus, then he's off the hook to start with. He gets a Kapara Gemura from the get-go. We have to understand the Aruch Lener. It says Nigmar Din of a Mace, you bring his atzamos, you bring his bones to the Yermiklat Lachar Misa. So if the whole vort of going to the Yermiklat is to be Tolim and Yisurim, what Yisurim is there going to be if the guy's already dead? Yisurim is in this world. So how can you say that going to Galus is Tolim and Yisurim? If we bring his bones there after he's dead, and there's no Yisurim to talk about, so it's very hard to say the Aruch Lener is pshat. Why do you bring his bones there? Hold off Yisurim. What Yisurim? He's dead. The Ritva here writes, "Vade b'chol makom galus mechaperes." Like Tosas says, "Galus is mechaper." What do you mean? The Gemara says Galus is not mechaper. Galus is mechaper. Elalai Masai. What does the Gemara mean? Torah didn't tell you to go to Galus for nothing. Of course, it's mechaper. Leimar the Galus lemechaper le, lachaziro, the fatro migol hadam. It's coming to tell you that Galus is not mechaper. To return him home and to pater him from the Gol Hadam. Umisis Kohen Gadol Huda of the Kapara Lechuda. And it's only the Mrs. Kohen Gadol that does that Kapara, that now he's going to be off the hook, even from the Gol Hadam. Kohen Gadol dies, even if somebody hasn't yet gone, then he has his kapara from the Mrs. Kohen Gadol. And when it says Galus is in Mechaper, it means Galus is in Mechaper to pater him from the Gol Adam, that he can go home. But there is a kapara in Galus. We see that from the Gemara earlier. It's just not necessary when the Kohen Gadol dies. So to explain the Ritva, L'chor Reb Shad is that Galus has two aspects. One is a chi of onish v'kapara al Galus, shel Galus. He killed b'shogeg, and therefore he gets punished by going to Galus, and he gets a kapara by going to Galus. That's number one. Number two, saves him from the Gol Adam. So even though Galus saves him from the Gol Adam, if he leaves the Ermiklat, now it's hutur dam of the Gol Adam. But Mrs. Kohen Gadol saves him from the Gol Adam Legamre, that he can leave the Ermiklat. Now he doesn't need to be saved from the Gol Adam anymore. So the Kapar and the Onesh are done by the Galus himself, even before the Mrs. Kohen Gadol. But to be hot part from the Gol Adam, when he leaves the Ermiklat, that's only when the Kohen Gadol dies. And even if the Kohen Gadol dies before he goes to the Armiklat, he's still going to be potter from the Goel Adam. So that's the Biur and the Ritva that's brought in the Kli Chemda and Parshas Maaseh. However, this is Shver, because if that's the Pshat, that the Ir Miklat does both things, it gives him an Onish and a Kapara, and also it saves him from the Goel Adam, and now the Kohen Gadol dies, he's off the hook from the Goel Adam, but before he gets the Ir Miklat, he still needs the Kapara and the Kapara and the Onish of the Ir Miklat. How do we say that if the Kohen Gadol dies, then he doesn't have to go in the first place? According to this explanation in the Ritva of the Kli Chemda, the Kohen Gadol dying saves him from the Goel Adam. He doesn't need the Ir Miklat anymore to save him from the Goel Adam. Now he has the Mrs. Kohen Gadol saves him from the Goel Adam. Seder. What about the other aspect? What about the Onish part? And the Kapara? Like the Ritva says, Galus mechaperes, v'lo lechinam amratar shi'egla lekan. Galus is mechaper. Just not enough to save him from the Goel Adam. It's just, Galus is mechaper, and he also needs the Galus to save him from the Goel Adam. And it's only when the Kohen Gadol dies, he doesn't have to worry about the Goel Adam anymore. But if that's true, then before the Kohen Gadol, if that's true, before he went to Galus, how can we say that the Kohen Gadol dying is enough? He doesn't have to go to Galus. You're right, now the Goel Adam can't touch him because the Kohen Gadol is dead. But he should be Chayiv Galus Alts Kapara. Where's the Kapara? That's a Tzarechiyah. So we have some interesting insights into this Sugya. And obviously Maseches Makos is a tremendous Maseches. Is there any Masechta that's not a tremendous Masechta? I haven't met one yet. But Makos has a special Chavivus. Is there any Masechta that doesn't have a special Chavivus? I haven't met one yet. But we should be Zocha Lulmol Dehu Amid Lashmur V'Lai Asa L'Kayim. It's called Dibay Samadu Asa V'Havo. Amen, be amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.